Does dark matter really exist? Many scientists who believe in the Big Bang say that our universe is the way it is because of dark matter. On today's Creation Moment, our host, Paul Taylor, throws light on dark matter and the Big Bang itself.
As with many astronomical topics, we have discussed dark matter before in these Creation Moments. Big Bang believers have a mass problem. There's not enough observed mass in the universe to account for many observations. Therefore, many Big Bang believers suggest that the universe must be filled with dark matter. This form of matter, which must constitute the overwhelming majority of the universe's mass, does not interact with anything else in the universe, hence it cannot be seen. It should at this point be emphasized that not all secular cosmogonists believe in the existence of dark matter. Indeed, not even all Big Bang believers accept it. A recent report published by the Royal Astronomical Society refers to star clusters whose appearance they interpret as showing evidence for dark matter. "We've found a way to see dark matter," says the report's lead author. "We've found the very faint light in galaxy clusters. The intracluster light maps how dark matter is distributed." It needs to be emphasized over and over again that astronomers have not seen dark matter, nor have they seen the formation of stars. They have observed interesting phenomenon which they interpret as dark matter. John Hartnett, a creation cosmologist, explains that the concept of dark matter prevents, rather than aids, explanation of cosmology, because it's believed to constitute the overwhelming majority of the universe. "Even if we should come up with a theory that perfectly explained what we do see, we have not explained the universe."
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.